Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
He's on our side. While I'm talking, turn to Ezekiel chapter 33, and we're going to start right there tonight by popular opinion. I take popular opinion polls before I preach, and of course, the audience from last year would know this, but if you're new, you might not know that I take a popular opinion poll. You know, when it gets around election time, they do what they call opinion polls and see who people's going to vote for and everything. Well, I take a popular opinion poll before I preach. I took a popular opinion poll of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And by unanimous decision of them all, I've got a message from heaven tonight to speak to us about some things that God wants us to know as a body of Christ, as the church, and I believe that His glory is in operation, manifestation, and demonstration. But we're going to start in the book of Ezekiel, again, by popular opinion. And I want to talk to you tonight about a vision I had about America. A vision that I had about America. I'm not talking about just making up anything and any kind of goofy thing. And anybody can say, well, I had a vision. I got a word from God. I got a revelation from God. But you got to back everything up with the Scripture. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, you know, what God gives you and reveals to you. And, of course, God can show things to you. But it's got to be in line with the Word of God. And it's got to be principles that agree with what you're seeing. You just can't just decide that I'm going to say this or see this or whatever. It has to be supernatural. Now, I don't always have visions. I don't always just get a supernatural word from God every single 5 minutes or necessarily every day, but or necessarily every week or every month or every year. But I can say this, since 2003, they have been coming to me a lot more frequently than prior to that time. I believe that we've come down to the time, in fact, there's some things you can't say. But anyway, we've come down to a time, and we've come down to a period that we are in the last of the last days, and we know it and we understand it. But I saw some things about the United States of America. I had a vision where God showed me some things, and I had a dream. And of course, I want to try to stay in the vision department as long as I can. Old men dream dreams and young men see visions. But in Ezekiel chapter 33, we're going to read that in just a minute. Let me tell you how I got this scripture that I'm about to read. I was in a church in West Decatur, Pennsylvania. West Decatur, Pennsylvania is about a 45-minute drive from State College in Pennsylvania. State College is where Penn State University is at. When I go up there and fly in commercial, I fly into State College and drive up to this church to speak. Pastor Steve Mullender is a pastor there. On October the 18th of 2004, I was sitting in the church just like I was here with the praise and worship team, was leading us into worship and praise to God. And I had a message that I believe that it was in my heart to get up and preach about faith in that particular meeting in this church. And while I was sitting there on the front row about to step up and take the pulpit and our podium, whatever you prefer to call it, the Lord said, "Now, I don't want you to get up there and preach what you're thinking about preaching." He said, "That's not my will for you." I said, "Well, Lord, what you want me to do then?" He said, I want you to tell about the vision that you had on September the 17th of 2004. This is October the 18th, 2004. So it's almost 1 month to the day later that this happened. I had a vision on September the 14th of the year of 2004 about the United States of America. And what God permitted me to do is see into the realm of the Spirit and see the year of 2005 for the United States of America. And he said, I want you to get up, and he said, I want you to preach and share with this church and with this people that vision. I said, Lord, I don't want to do that, because what I saw didn't look good. What I saw was devastation and destruction. What I saw, you know, was not popular. You know, and I try to stay on the positive side of the Word of God, you know, not a doom and gloom, down and out, despondent and depressed, you know, poor old me, hang on. I'm not that kind of preacher. I'm a preacher on the side that everything's good and God is good and everything is fine. But I saw some devastation and destruction. Of course, it did happen just like I saw it. All the hurricanes hit here in 2005, you know, and around the coast, and a lot of things that happened during that year of 2005. And I said, Lord, I said, I don't much want to get up and do that. I said, I'd rather have people doing the Pentecostal jitterbug and running and dancing and a shouting and a jumping and a praising God. And I said, I don't think that many people is going to praise God when they hear this message. He said, that's the problem. He said, they do too much shouting, and he said, don't do enough praying. Amen. Yeah. I said, excuse me? Now, the Lord's not against shouting. Woo! We'll run with the rest of them. You know what I mean? And dance with the rest of them. We're for it 100%. And God is for us to be filled with joy and filled with His power. But he said, I want you to get up and share. And I said, well, Lord, I don't want to do that. He said, that's what I've called you to. And he said, turn in your Bible, and that's what I've already told you to turn there, to Ezekiel 33. And he said, I'll show you what I've called you to do. And I said, yes, sir. So this is October the 18th of 2004. I was about to get up and preach, and the Lord gave me this verse, Ezekiel 33, verse 7. It's what the Lord said that he'd called me to do. It said, so thou, O son of man, he said, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. In other words, I've set thee as a watchman. In other words, you're going to see things. And he said here, of course, is applicable to the house of Israel, but that's a type and shadow of the church or the body of Christ. And it could be a type and shadow of speaking to anybody that will listen. He said, therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. And so from that day, the Lord has begin to put a mandate on me to share more about what I'm seeing in the Spirit, because it's not popular. But again, today, while I was praying and meditating, the Lord said, I want you to share about the vision you had about America, and then instruct people in the church on what to do to change some things that is coming on this nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a doom and gloom preacher, but I have seen some things coming on this nation that is going to be detrimental, not only to those that don't know Christ, but to those that know Christ if they do not take their spiritual authority and walk in it. You know, no evil can befall those that's walking in light of God's Word. And this is not a message of fear. This is a message of faith. But I see things where America is headed. I see some diabolical plots and evil plans that Satan has devised to get people in catastrophic positions. Not cataclysmic, but catastrophic positions. Why? Because he don't want the plan of God to take place. You know, Satan's out to kill everybody that he can. He's out to starve everybody he can to death. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy, the Bible says. So we know that. And so I saw some things in the Spirit about the United States of America. I had a vision and I had a dream. I'm going to share some things with you. But let's share chapter and verse to set a precedence for this, so that we're just not trying to, as we'd say, as a magician would say, pull a rabbit out of a hat. We're not doing that. You got to line it up with the Word of God. And so turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, and let's read a scripture from there. But Acts chapter 2, and let's see if it's okay to have visions, if it's okay to have dreams, if it's okay to have revelations. Because we got to line it up with the Word of God. Isn't that right? And Acts chapter 2, We'll start reading because this is where Peter is explaining to those on the day of Pentecost, because they were speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. It was a supernatural time of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. And by the way, this is not passed away. It belongs to everybody. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. But Peter is explaining what's happening on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And we're not going back and cover the whole thing because that's not my message tonight. But we'll just pick up in the middle of where Paul's talking here, or right at the beginning anyway. Peter is saying this, not Paul. Acts chapter 2. And he said this, and this is what Peter said in verse number 16. It says, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Notice here, and I'm just going to stop right there because we get into the rest and take me a long time to explain it. But notice here, he said that the young men in verse 17, young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. I know you already know this, but I've got to tell you, because you want to know, why do young men see visions and why do old men dream dreams? The reason old men dream dreams is because God can't keep them awake long enough to give them a vision. I know you've been to Grandpa's house. I know you've been to Grandpa's house. Grandpa's house with the rest of the family. You know, everybody's cutting up. The grandkids running around everywhere, swinging from the rafters and chandeliers and curtain climbing and all kind of stuff. And Paw sitting over there with his head asleep, you know, with all this commotion. So God can't keep them awake long enough to give them a vision. So you have to give them a spiritual dream. Don't know if it's true or not. Just come on, go to heaven with me. We'll ask him when we get there. So probably that's why young men see visions and old men dream dreams. And of course, God may have another idea. But notice here, Joel, Peter said that this is what Joel prophesied, that in the last of the last days that young men would see visions and old men would dream dreams. Do you see that? And understand that also, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, we're just laying the groundwork based on the Word of God, because we don't want to just say anything or declare anything without the Word of God. But it also talks about, now Paul, Peter said that about what Joel had said. And of course, Joel prophesied that. And you can read what Joel said in Joel chapter 2 in the Old Testament that Peter just talked about in Acts chapter 2. But here we have Paul talking about supernatural endowments, supernatural gifts that come from heaven to bring revelation, truth to us, and reveal to us truths that we could receive no other way without these supernatural gifts in operation, manifestation, and demonstration. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7, says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all." In other words, the reason we have these gifts operating through us, as the Spirit of God wills, we're going to say, is to profit people and profit us and profit the body of Christ. Verse 8 says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." The word of wisdom, and Pastor Larry, if you'll just hang around here long enough, he'll teach you all of this. A word of wisdom is a thought or a revelation out of the mind of God about a future event. It is always future tense. A word of wisdom. It's about what is going to happen and what is going to take place. And so these visions that I saw and dreams that I had, or dream that I had, has an element of the word of wisdom in it. Sometimes words of wisdom and all the gifts of the Spirit that bring revelation can come in vision format, but they're only as the Spirit of God wills. You don't pray that God will show you a vision, that you'll hear voices. What you do is you pray and you seek God, and if He chooses to speak to you beyond the written word of God, then that's His choice, you understand? And if He speaks to you, then it must line up with the word of God. Why? Because if it does not, it's a bunch of bunk, junk, and hogwash. It's got to be the principle in the Word of God. Why do we have that? The Word of God is our roadmap that keeps us balanced. And if we have not the Word of God, if we don't have the Word of God to keep us balanced and keep us in the proper guidelines and the perimeters, you could just come up with any goofy thing and say it was God and mess up a whole lot of folks. And that's why we have the written Word of God that agrees with the Holy Spirit of God. And if what you get does not agree with God's Word, it is not God.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There, you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast, and remember, God is with us.